Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, here's the perfect way to get things going. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl on Sesame Street. Okay?
Of course.
Anything else?
No, not really.
No. And in this clip right here, Dave meets up with his friends Big Bird and Elmo. Didn't know that he was friends with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys met on Tinder.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, is that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So the three of them get together and they sing the song Here We Go. It's the Here We Go song while traveling the country to meet new friends.
Hi. It's nice to come here and be with my friends Big Bird and Elmo.
It sure is.
They're friends everywhere. There's lots of people all across America we could be friends with. We just haven't met them yet.
Oh, boy. That sounds like fun.
Then let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
We're on our way.
It's an amazing trip.
Across the USA.
A mile across America. Whoa.
Yeah, there they are.
Whoa.
Here we go.
La la la. La la la. Come on.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
It's better than anything the Foo Fighters put out in the last 10 years, I tell you.
I'm kidding.
I love all the Foo Fighters music. In fact, I love their last record.
Shots fired.
I'm joking. Jeez.
You know, I'm watching the video. I'm not too sure they went to all these places.
No, it feels like they might have magically edited them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have a feeling that they're standing in front of a green screen, BJ.
Yeah, I think so, too. False advertising. It rocks, though, the song. I mean, look, if you got to play a kid's song, that's a good kid's song to play.
I like how you're questioning the realness of where they were visiting as he's singing alongside a giant six-foot talking bird.
Yeah, exactly.
And an orange... something or red something,
yeah,
that likes to be tickled,
yeah,
red too. I mean, that's all fine.
And ironically, this is—I mean, to me, it's ironic or coincidentally, whatever the right terminology is. They literally don't meet anybody. They go by the green screen and people are doing stuff, but they don't interact with any of them.
What are you talking about? They met that one family in the beginning.
No, they're really not meeting the family. The family just walks right by them. See. Elmo's not even talking to him.
Well, they're busy singing a song.
Yeah.
These people are being respectful of Big Bird, Dave, and Elmo.
And they got all sorts of...
new threesome.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, look, you got to check out the video on the BJ Meeks page of KISW.com. This is why Sesame Street's going to be charging, right? You got to go to HBO to get it now, I guess?
Yeah.
HBO
I think
Max?
They still get it on PBS, though, I thought.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're paying for on then with HBO Max. Like what?
It's Big Bird After Dark.
Oh, Big Bird After Dark.
They don't talk about that part with him and Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
It re-airs on PBS, so if you want new episodes of Sesame Street, you have to hit up HBO and then eventually HBO Max.
Oh, so if you're impatient,
yeah,
you're gonna pay.
Yeah.
Now, you got to imagine Dave Grohl did this to impress his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because his kids probably don't give a crap about him being in the Foo Fighters.
No, they don't.
It's not impressive to them at all. And he's like, I got to figure out a way to be the cool dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me call Big Bird.
Yeah. That honestly, though, that's pretty awesome. You know you've made it when Sesame Street says, can you come on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, you've made it. You've become an icon at that point.
I don't know if it gets much bigger than that. Like, is there a show that's bigger? Because it's universally loved. I mean, granted, I'm not watching Sesame Street these days. I feel like, you know, it kind of jumped the shark a couple of years ago. No. But, you know,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, but we all grew up and loved Sesame Street. So we all still have a lot of love for that show.
I feel like I would have made it if I get made fun of on South Park.
Oh, that's okay. Good. But, yeah. I mean, we're talking kids, adults. Yeah. I don't know many six-year-olds that are really, like, stoked about Cartman.
Exactly. With the fragmentation of the world, South Park, as popular as it is, there are a bunch of people that don't approve of it and won't watch it. But you're right, Steve. Who complains about Sesame Street? Very little people. And it's been around a long time. Terrorists and a few other cranky people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. With fragmentation, with all the different shows and things that are out there, Sesame Street endures. And yeah, being on Sesame Street might be the biggest accomplishment you could have.
The only other one I can think of is Simpsons.
Simpsons is a pretty close one. Yeah,
that might be close.
And you get to become a cartoon version of yourself, which is pretty rad.
Exactly.
Yeah, Danny, I think it's a close second.
But like back when I was a kid, like my mom didn't let me watch Simpsons. But I feel like nowadays it's much more acceptable to let your kids watch Simpsons.
No, yeah, and the reasons they didn't let you watch it was about that Bart kid, and he's hardly even on, I think. Didn't he have contract issues or something?
Yeah. Bart had contract.
Bart's like, I don't want to be a little kid anymore. You know, it's been 30 years. Like, you know what? Let me live some teenage years. What the hell's wrong with you people? We got a dude that tried to get out of a speeding ticket. How'd he do this? Well, he told the officer, hey, I'm in a rush. I got to go cheat on my wife.
Here we go.
Yeah.
La, la, la.
Steve's got the mix report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a day that, BJ can't celebrate today. It's World Kindness Day.
Oh, you're right. I can't.
But it's also Start a Rumor Day. So we can start the rumor that BJ's a kind soul.
That seems like they're at odds with each other, really, right? When you think about it.
Worst rumor that's ever been said about you.
Worst rumor that's ever been said about me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? That actually, I'm very mean. I think that's because I'm not as mean as people think I am.
No, I know. A lot of times people will meet you and go, BJ was a lot nicer than I thought. I'm like, what would you expect that he's going to just yell at you?
That's what people think, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good one. For me, it was definitely when I first started here and someone started a rumor that I was his coke buddy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I never touched cocaine. And it got to the point where BJ finally was like, hey, man, I just got to ask.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like nonstop. Oh, I did coke with Steve. I did coke with... And I'm just like, I don't even know this guy. I barely know this guy. I met him once.
I know. I remember when first met you, because you never came off to me like that kind of guy, but everybody kept saying you were that guy.
And I'm like, what are you talking about, BJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very weird. And I was just like, of all drugs. And then I remember it got to the point where people were like wanting to hang out at like listener parties and be like, yo, got some if you want to.
Oh, man.
Whoa, do some stuff. One guy handed me a bag. I'm like, I'm not a cokehead.
Yeah, that's not.
Like, give me stuff I like.
Yeah.
Like sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Sour Patch Kids.
And Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier to hand over than sweet and sour.
You're
chicken.
A kid head, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, Vicky. First rumor about you.
That I was legally a little person. I'm 3 inches too tall to be a little person.
Yes. How tall you got to be a little person?
I believe it is 4'11".
Or shorter.
Yes.
Okay.
As max. I'm 5'1".
That's the rumor of the day.
I love that rumor.
Whoa.
I'm not legally a little person.
You'd be adorable, though, as a little person. Can we call you that anyway? Come on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Rev, what about you?
I remember in third grade, somebody started a rumor that I was throwing desks around in a classroom, and then everyone was afraid of me.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound like too far from something that you would do, Mr. Yeah. Nerd Rage.
I agree.
It was way before my Nerd Rage days.
He became a table flipper, though, when it came to Magic the Gathering.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They kind of predicted the future.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
That I can only speak Spanish. It was my first grade year, and everyone only spoke to me in Spanish for like a week. And I was like, guys, I don't speak Spanish. I don't even understand what you're saying. And I was like, it was terrible.
Who started this rumor?
I think the teacher, for some reason, thought that I did. Like, I think my mom told her, oh, yeah, he's bilingual for some reason. And so the teacher told all of my classmates, oh, he only speaks Spanish.
How confusing, though, when the kids are trying to talk to you and you're like, I don't speak Spanish. And they're like, we don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your brain can mess with you.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what do you... terrible.
And you don't speak any Spanish?
At all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this guy. Well, he's in a little bit of trouble because he was pulled over for speeding. He's 52 years old. His name is John. Of course, he's in Florida. And he was driving over 90 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone.
That's a lot of mileage.
So the cop's like, what the hell's going on, dude? And he blurted out, I need to get home. I have to get home in a hurry. And they're like, well, why? He's like, well, I'm out cheating on my wife. Apparently, he thought the cop might give him a break for some reason.
Wow.
So they're like, no, get out of the car. They searched him.
Yeah.
And they found a small bag of crack in his shirt pocket.
There's a guy you want to cheat with right there. That guy's a party.
He told the cops, look, I bought the crack for $50.
Yeah, come on.
So on top of the speeding ticket, he's also got now a felony drug possession.
I paid for it.
I don't know how things are going to go with his wife when she hears about this story.
Yeah.
Maybe he's also facing a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with that guy.
I feel like that whole relationship is just filled with geniuses.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can move to Seattle or one of these other cities that was named the best city for single people.
Oh, look at this.
Congratulations, Seattle. We cracked the top 10. Came in at number 9.
Oh, if we could only be number 6.
Well, that's Chicago.
Ah.
Two great cities.
So this is why they made the movie here.
Yes.
See?
Wallet Hub, they put out the results of a new study that ranked the top cities when it came to being single. It includes the percentage of the population that's single, singles, gender ratio, online dating opportunities, active Tinder users.
Oh, that's Vicky.
And average restaurant and drink prices, which is probably why we were at number 9. We'd be a lot higher if our drink prices weren't so damn expensive.
Yeah.
Number 1, any guesses?
For
best place to be single.
I'm going to say New York.
New York. Not even New in York the top 10.
Wow, New York City's not a good place to be single. Wow.
Nope. Vicky.
Vegas.
Wrong.
Nope.
Ooh.
All right, what about you, Danny?
Phoenix.
Wrong.
Ooh, nice try.
Rev?
Los Angeles.
Well, Rev, wrong. At least you were in the top 10. That was number 7. Number 1, Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Going the down low.
Oh, yeah. Have the dirty, dirty South.
Wow.
That's right. Number 2 is Denver.
Oh, here we go with Denver beating us again.
San Francisco, number 3. San Diego, number 4. Speaking of San Diego, shout out to them bringing back the brown for the Padres uniforms. I thought that was cool.
Oh, I didn't even see that happening.
Oh, they look sick. All right, back to
you got to show me that. I haven't seen that.
Then Portland came in at number 5. And Madison, Wisconsin at number 8.
Madison, well, it's a college town, I guess. Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, have you been paying attention to what's going on with the Houston Astros?
Yes.
Maybe we need to start doing what they're doing to become a good team, and that's cheat.
Yeah.
Because there's a big investigation going on with them where apparently they were using electronic devices to steal signs from opposing teams, like video cameras. They have a video camera, rumor has it, set up that could tell what the catcher is calling to the pitcher. If they change the pitch to like a changeup, they have someone in the dugout that will bang like something in the dugout to make a banging sound so that the hitter knows things have changed. Like one bang means something, two bangs means something else. So that like instantly before the pitch is thrown, that batter knows, oh crap, he's not throwing a fastball, he's throwing a changeup.
And I have to tell you something.
This is a big no-no apparently.
Yeah, it's a big no-no. Well, I know that in 2018, people thought that this guy, Craig Kimbrell, was tipping his pitches, mm-hmm. especially in the playoffs, and they played the Astros in the playoffs, and now I'm wondering if they were stealing signs instead, because it was pretty amazing how they were laying off some of the stuff that normally I saw people get swings and misses with him.
Dude, I watched the video of it just so that, like, I'm like, that sounds ridiculous. And then there's a video out there on Twitter. If you just type in Astros video or cheating or something like that, you'll find it on Twitter. And they break it down and they even have, like, okay, here comes the bangs. And then you hear it. Sure as S, every time during the game.
That's, yeah. See, that to me is, boy, oh boy, you know, and of course they're given the normal Major League Baseball crap sort of, yeah, we'll look into this. This is it. Because the whole sport doesn't want you to know how much they cheat. Because there's a lot of cheating that goes on in baseball. A lot of it.
We need the Mariners to start doing that.
Yeah, you know the Mariners aren't. You know what? You know they're not cheating. Or if they are, they really are bad at it.
Maybe one day the Mariners can become champions like the Seattle Sounders who celebrated yesterday. Thousands of people showing up in downtown Seattle. Yes, Danny was there. I think Ted Smith was there as well to celebrate their second MLS championship. How about in the past 11 seasons, the 11 seasons that the Sounders have been in the MLS, they've made the playoffs every year.
That is ridiculous.
That's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. I don't know if anybody's got that kind of record in 11 years.
1,000 people showed up, including Russell Wilson and Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Part owners now. That was pretty cool. Danny sent us a picture of Russell Wilson there celebrating with the boys in the rave green.
I freaked out. I was like, is that... It was because Joey went with me, too. And we were looking, and I was like, is that Russell?
Do you offer Joey drinks? Is that why he went?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
of course. Yeah.
And he was like, who? Russell who? And I was like, Russell Wilson, Joey, look! And he was like, oh, my God, it is.
That's amazing. That must have been pretty cool.
It was super cool.
I'd be starstruck if I saw Russell Wilson up close.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
And I did you any showing of Drew Carey?
No, he was out of town. They talked about him on stage, and like he was the only owner there. Macklemore wasn't there because he did the pre-show. So yeah, that gets
I've heard
the,
some people just complaining. It's so funny. People just complain about anything. Like not enough players were at the victory celebration.
Yeah.
And someone also was like too many cops and too many barricades at the victory celebration. I'm just like, just enjoy the fact your team won a championship. It's not like you're gonna get to sit on that player's lap anyway.
Oh, you're not?
No. So just enjoy the moment. Celebrate with your friends. Have a good time for a change.
That's another rumor that was started today.
What's that?
Us sitting on the player's lap at the parade. I thought that was just part of it. Hate these people. Steve's on coke and we can't sit on... What?
As far as weather, 55 degrees today. And thank you, Snoqualmie. That's the high. Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the mixed report. And that's what's up.
So, you know what? Good news for me. I finally got on Disney Plus.
Oh, congratulations.
Woo! Nice. Finally happened.
Did you watch anything on it yet?
Yeah, dude, I have to tell you something. I want to thank It's All Good and Adrian, two listeners that, you know, got to us and really made it happen.
Oh, so you had someone help you fix it?
You know what they did? And this is what this is.
What
I mean,
did they do?
They just said, go ask again.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I listened to them more so because I thought, you know, Steve.
Steve literally said that.
On the air, I said, just sign up again.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do it, and then they said, just go sign up again. I go, all right, well, three people have told me, so what the hell.
Do I need to change my name to Steve's All Good?
Yeah, Steve's All Good. You know what? You know you have no credibility with me.
But this wasn't even about me suggesting a movie to watch on Disney Plus. All I said was, try signing up again.
No, I don't. I have to wait. I have to hear from other people. You've let me down too much.
I don't let you down. You let yourself down.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And it was. And I still, by the way, haven't got the email they told me to look out for, which I think, you know, dear Verizon, why didn't you just tell people to sign up on the day rather than say, oh, good, we'll send you an email. You didn't send me a damn thing.
So I got excited. I got home and I was like, all right, we're going to load it up. And I was like, maybe, because I have an old Roku. And I heard that I got an email from Roku saying you need to upgrade because you're not going to be able to download stuff. I'm like, maybe I'll be able to get this one in. And nope, wouldn't let me download the Disney Plus. So today my day is planned around getting myself a device so I could watch Disney Plus on TV.
Do you know if your TV can do it?
No, I don't have one of those kind of TVs.
Oh, your TV's not smart.
No, it's like, you know, average student level television.
Yeah, this is why you want me to listen to you. You don't have a smart TV and you have an old Roku.
Why am I going to waste money on a smart TV? My TV works just fine.
Those are the answers why I don't trust you. I mean, I see what you're saying, but
well,
you know, I can't.
The stupid one still waiting for an email.
I can't turn to you for tech. But luckily, I have an old I have a couple of old generation Apple TVs. They won't probably be upgraded on that. But I also have some new Apple TVs, and so boom, there it was.
Boom.
Boom.
Look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did have, they launched yesterday, and everybody who was trying to do stuff right at the beginning, they were having issues. Technical and login issues, trying to access the whole situation, and Variety reported on the story.
Disney Plus launched early Tuesday, but not without some hiccups. Some fans immediately encountered problems trying to access the streaming service, with a spike in technical problems reported shortly after 6 a.m. Eastern. Users on social media shared screenshots of error messages. The cause? According to Disney Plus's customer help account on Twitter, unexpectedly high demand.
Well, duh. They've been talked about for months. About how this is coming. You didn't expect people were going to want it?
They hoped for it. They hoped for that high demand. But it is funny how they always get caught with their pants down. And, you know, Steve, I just claim it's the internet. I don't think anybody can do anything about that. It's like the internet. How's that Disney's fault if the internet gets clogged, is my opinion. But maybe it was them. But I went on when I finally got it done, and I had a couple of issues going on yesterday. So I had people out to my house trying to fix a few things. And but then we got Disney on there and watched The Mandalorian. Really appreciated that.
Really? God, I was hoping to watch that before you got to see it to be a troll.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get to.
Try to do it tonight.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. Da, da, da. Did you try watching The Simpsons? People are pissed off about The Simpsons and how it's showing up on Disney Plus. Because the old Simpsons shows were not formatted for widescreen. Right?
Oh, right.
So they're like more like the old school TV squares, right?
Yes.
So Disney Plus changed it to make it so it's a widescreen format. But by doing that, you're screwing up how the you're losing some of the visual gags that were in the originals, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, because you're gonna lose something to make that a rectangle.
Right. Yeah. So you're cropping some stuff out.
Yeah.
In order to make it fit the widescreen style. And people were complaining. Everyone's complaining about everything on this freaking thing, man.
Oh, yeah. They are.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at anything, so I don't care. But that's interesting. If they're going to do that with everything, including some of the older stuff,
they should keep it the old style. Just keep it the basic aspect ratio of, like, what was it, like 4:3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, well, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be upset that there's like it's a square because it's supposed to be the original style.
And people have that stuff on their television. Now, you probably don't because yours isn't smart, but people can adjust their own aspect ratio.
I could do that, BJ.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, it can fit the screen.
Good job, buddy.
I have that. I even have a volume control on my television. It's crazy.
Okay, hold the phone. Yeah. You said it wasn't a smart TV.
I said it's moderately intelligent.
Moderately intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also...
People are bitching also about the Star Wars movies, because they're the old ones. Because they're like the fixed George Lucas versions, I guess, that are on there.
And they don't like that?
The old school ones, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm glad they have the fixed ones. And I actually went on there and I was happy, because I checked out Empire Strikes Back, and I can always tell when I go to Lando's Air City, or Cloud City, because I can tell if it's the new effects or the old effects. And people are upset about that?
Yeah, well, you know, some people are purists. They want it the old school way.
Okay.
Why don't you just put out both? If you have the access to it, why not just say, hey, nerds, shut up. Here's both.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know if they want to put out that kind of statement.
Hey, nerds. I wonder if they own the both. That's another possibility. Maybe they don't own the old school Fox ones. That's a good question.
I don't know. There was one time I was complaining about like how everything was glitching. It says, as a loyal subscriber for 12 hours, we feel Disney owes us.
Oh, see what? It's a free week. Everybody gets a first free week.
I know. I think that person was awesome. That was great sarcasm.
Do you see there's a woman on Twitter and it just blew up? People were just attacking her because, I mean, it was like, it just, first world problems. She started listing all the subscribing, like the streaming services. She wrote Hulu, no ads, $13. Netflix, $12. HBO Now, $15. Disney, 7, Prime, 9, CBS, blah, 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 blah. Almost $90 a month in streaming services. Cutting the cord was supposed to save us how much? And people are like, dude, you don't need to have all these streaming services.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Settle the F down. Half and nobody said that this was done to save you money.
Yeah. And by the way, $90 still...
Still better than like $200.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can pay a lot more than that if you get, depending on the cable package you get. So, come on. Also want to give a little love to Apple TV Plus. Because, I mean, that also, nobody knows about that because everybody's talking about Disney Plus, but Apple TV does have their own app now and their own shows. And I watched that Jason Momoa show.
Oh, yeah?
Called C, where basically it's about a bunch of people that are blind, like living in the world. Like something bad happened in our century, and then a bunch of centuries later, people can't see because of what the bad thing that happened.
When you said C, I thought it was going to be another Aquaman reboot as S-E-A.
Oh, yeah, it's S-E-E. And
I thought you were talking about like a documentary. I'm like, what does this have to do with like why is he so passionate about blind people in the water?
Yeah,
that's what originally I thought we were going to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's I mean, but imagine a whole a whole culture of blind people that have been able to still wage war the way they fight each other is pretty awesome. I thought, all right, I'll give it a try. I got it. Let me just check it out. And I was like, damn, this is actually I want to watch episode two.
So it's an episodic like fictional type of show.
Yeah. And I was making fun of Apple TV Plus because I thought, who's going to watch this with Disney Plus? But this Jason Momoa show, plus I think Vicky would like it because Jason very much has a Khal Drogo.
Isn't it?
He's, there are moments where he's got partially a shirt on.
I'm
no,
in.
Yeah, Vicky's in. Yeah, he's very primal.
Blind people can't really see how beautiful that man is.
It's so true. It's so true. But, dude, it's trippy. I really, really was like, wow, these people can get around. They do what they do.
Well, I guess you would adapt to any environment.
Yeah, you're absolutely. I mean, they do a good job, and including wage war with each other, which you would think, like, how the hell would they be able to even know? But it's actually, I won't spoil it, but the way they can figure stuff out is pretty awesome.
I'm waiting for a streaming service to just kind of combat all these, like, Apple Plus, Disney Plus, and be like, you know, Steve minus. We're giving you less shows. We're giving you only things that we care about.
Yeah. That sounds like the kind of idea
like
you'd
Google
come up with.
Minus. If Google comes out with a streaming platform called Google Minus, I might subscribe to
you
it just
do
because
it?
Of the name.
Just because of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only have 6 shows. Suck it.
That's it.
That's all
we'll
get.
Ever have.
Yep.
And you've seen them all.
Yep. Maybe next year we'll replace those 6 with 6 new shows, but no more than 6.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I like that idea.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Right. Yesterday, Steve.
Glad you got Apple or Disney Plus now, guy.
I got both pluses.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Chadwick Boseman plays which Marvel superhero on the big screen?
I'm going to go with Nighthawk.
No.
Good old Nighthawk.
Nightwing.
No.
Good old Nightwing.
I don't know. Magneto.
No.
Magneto. We were looking for Black Panther, Steve.
I'm aware of that now.
Yeah, you're aware of that now? Yeah. Well, if you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.